Greetings, Creakers. I am not much an advance planner, flying by the seat of my pants being more my forte, but I need to give you the heads up on two upcoming seasonal events. Good news. A coordinator has come forward for a community potluck Christmas dinner on the 25th at the hall. This popular event was suspended for the past 2 years due to COVID restrictions, but it's back. If you and your family would like to celebrate with your neighbors, put it on your calendars and read this column next week for more details. To control numbers, a ticketing system will be involved and you don't want to miss out. Also, there will be a call out for volunteers to help put it all together. For some, New Year's means advancing their clocks, having a toast at a pretend midnight and heading to bed, and for others that's just about when the celebrating starts. If you are one of the latter, you might want to plan on attending the New Year's bash at the hall. It's a black and gold event, so lots of opportunity to dress up and pull out your bling. Buzzy B and Little D will be DJing and there will be champagne and a Mexican food truck. A ride share is being organized. Tickets are already on sale, and this is just one of those events where planning is required, so get them now at tickettailor.com/events/Robert's Creek Community Association. Another heads up. It's the last chance Christmas craft fair at the hall this weekend, Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be more than 30 vendors and lunch available. At the Legion this Friday night, the Songwriters Circle is back, featuring Clay Hepburn, Robin Atchison, Michelle Morand and Derek Atchison. Dinner is served from 5 p.m. and the music starts at 7. It will be a nice low-key way to start your weekend. If you are after something more dynamic, then head down on Saturday for the Sunshine Coast Dance Tribe featuring Mr. Music, Chakrafer and Albin Arthan. This week I finally got tired of playing Where's Waldo every time I went in my pantry and I started to organize. One of the first things I found was 3 jars of tahini, and so, this being cookie season, I got sidetracked by the idea of tahini shortbread. Then it occurred to me that what this column might be lacking is a recipe. Tahini shortbread. In a mixer, cream until fluffy. 1 c. Unsalted butter, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Add 1/2 cup of tahini and combine well. Stir in 2 1/2 cups all-purpose flour. Press into a parchment-lined rectangular pan and refrigerate for 20 minutes. Using a sharp knife, score into bars and prick with a fork. Bake at 300 about 50 minutes until golden. Cool in the pan before cutting along the score lines. You might be thinking, ho-hum, doesn't sound that interesting, but if you really want to be king or queen of the cookie swap, here's what you can do. Mix a big handful of chopped candied ginger into the dough and dip one end of the baked cookies in melted chocolate. Put them in a tin and save them. There's a challenge. Please contact me with your event info, mountsyvonne@gmail.com.